WIRX.
Hey, good morning. It's Brackets Hunter.
Good morning.
Got some sunshine today. Gonna be a little muggy. Ugh, I hate that word.
Some muggies.
Muggy. Get some swass going.
Oh,
some
yeah.
Swaint. Swoobs. Tonight, clear, low of 65. Tuesday, sunny, warm, humid, high of 85. Then going to be getting some thunderstorms possibly later on in the middle of the week.
Come on, not Friday, though.
It's going to rain. It's like rain on Hunter's wedding party day.
Oh, come on.
It's a free ride. All right, see your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
You a fan of Bill Murray? Do you like Bill Murray?
Oh, of course. Come on.
He's one of the greats.
It's Bill Murray.
One of the comedy greats.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently he was in Martha's Vineyard this last week and assaulted a camera guy.
Oh, really?
The camera guy happened to be Carly Simon's brother. You know who Carly Simon is? You're so vain. Mm. You probably think the song is about you. You're so vain. That guy, that girl?
No, no.
What?
Nothing.
What the hell is wrong with you? Anyway, it's Carly Simon's brother. That's neither here nor there. But according to the police report, Bill felt like he was being harassed by the photographer and taking too many pictures. The owner of the restaurant agreed, saying that the photographer deserved to be slammed against the door, and Bill also threw water on the guy and his camera.
Oh.
You know, I give Bill Murray, I see everywhere. Everyone's like, he's the nicest guy. He takes all the pictures you can imagine. So think about what you got to be doing to
piss him off.
To piss off Bill Murray.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
He's a pretty straight up guy. I'm pretty sure he's just like he is in the movies,
yeah,
too. Like he doesn't, he's not really an actor.
It's celebrity photographers, and we've done it, folks. Mm-hmm. We've created this culture where there has to be paparazzi mm-hmm. getting all the shots. And I mean, you see it, it's like, dude. He's eating a sandwich.
Relax.
He's getting they're getting groceries. Why are we taking pictures of that?
It would get annoying.
Oh my god!
Man.
Whenever I see those, like in any like TMZ or all those garbage magazines, The Inquirer,
scrambling to get a picture.
They're just celebrities. They're just like us.
Mr. Murray. Mr. Murray. Okay. Hey, Mr. Murray. Can I get a photo, Mr. Murray?
I would snap. I would snap.
You know, he got a DUI in a golf cart once.
That's the greatest thing ever.
He was at a golf outing, and he's like, yeah, you know, I think I'm just going to take the golf cart. So he just, like, peeled out of the parking lot. Got caught, like, a mile down the road.
See, that's what I love. It's yeah. just, that's awesome. Just don't take so many pictures, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Lastly, a few decades ago, beards weren't very trendy. Starting to become a thing now.
It is.
And it doesn't really look like they're going anywhere. A lot of times you see trends come and go. They're around for a couple years.
People love their beard, man.
Well, the beard trend is killing the razor industry. According to the latest studies, the number of times men shave in a month has gone from 3.7 to 3.2. That doesn't sound like a lot, but across hundreds of millions of people, it actually really is significant. And because of that, razor sales keep falling. And just the past year, they've dropped 5%.
Damn you hipsters.
Yeah, you hipsters. You know, there's all these clean-shaven guys at, like, the Gillette factory going, I don't know what to do.
I don't get it.
It's just these hipsters are ruining our jobs.
You know? I love this beer. I'm going to stop shaving.
I'm going to, you know, and me.
What is that? What,
I don't know.
What's the correlation in that? You know what? I love this craft beer. I love this brewery. I'm going to stop shaving. And you know what? I'm going to get a vape pen.
And I'm going to grow the sweetest man bun.
Oh, I'm going to pull my hair up.
Just in just this little tightest. The best is when you see people working on it. And so their hair's not quite long enough. Right. And I just got that little.
Just a little.
That little nub. that little like schnauzer tail.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just
keep going, buddy.
Come on.
You know?
God.
You know, it's so true. The past breweries that we've been to.
Yeah.
It's been brought up, and you're just kind of looking around, and I'm like, damn, dude, it really is
tight
a fact.
Tight shirts, flannel yep. shirts that are buttoned all the way up.
The tight jeans, too.
Tight jeans with some kind of boot. The jean is rolled up on the bottom.
Yep.
Gauged ears.
Oh, yep.
A lot of them got the gauged ears. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And thick glasses that they don't even need.
They don't have lenses in them.
They don't even have lenses. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah.
So there you go. Way to go, hipsters. You're killing the razor industry.
You're growing your hair up. Is that what you?
I'm doing more of a Viking look.
Oh.
That's what I'm going for.
A Viking.
I want to be a Viking. Not a hipster.
Right.
A Viking. There's a difference.
You're gonna just pass the hipster.
That's
go right.
Right
to Viking.
To Viking. That's your morning dump.
The morning.